Chapter 3. Eric Doomsday's Trail of Destruction. Eric slipped his deck of cards out of their box and smiled. He took them everywhere and he loved everything about them. The way they smelled, the sound they made as he riffle-shuffled them, how they flowed like water when he fanned them out. He began his routine by pulling a card out of thin air and then making it vanish again. Hattie Lavenock made a face like she was sort of impressed, but didn't want to show it. Next, Eric got Ernie Splott to blindfold him, select a card from the pack, put it back in the middle of the deck and give the cards a good shuffle. With a click of his fingers, Eric made the card vanish from the deck and reappear in Ernie's back pocket. Hattie gasped and clapped when she saw that one. And when she started clapping, so did everyone else, even when Eric forgot to take his blindfold off and fell over Mrs. Lavenock's magazine rack. Eric beamed. He couldn't believe it was going so well. Next, Eric did a trick where he made a glass magically teleport through the table before bringing his routine to a spectacular close by bending a regular spoon using only the power of his mind. And as Eric performed his miracles, Hattie and the party crowd oohed and aahed and clapped. After the final cheers and applause had died down, Mrs. Lavenock wheeled in a large trolley. "Okay, here comes the cake," she said. "There's chocolate cake on the bottom, Victoria sponge on top of that, lemon cake on top of that, peanut butter marble cake on top of that, and ice cream cake at the very top." Mrs. Lavenock pushed the trolley around the room, unable to contain her pride at the cake that she'd spent the last 3 days constructing. "Happy birthday, Hattie," she said. "As Eric performs such wonderful magic, why don't you give him the first slice?" Hattie nodded and smiled and began to cut the cake. "Wah! Happy birthday, Hattie! Wah!" said the parrot. Eric had never, ever felt more popular than he did at that moment. He had to be at least a 6 or a 7 on the popularity chart now, and he wanted that feeling to go on forever. So he decided that he would do another trick, just for Hattie. He took a coin from his pocket and began to perform the classic pulling a coin out of someone's ear trick. It was an easy illusion that Eric had practiced in his room hundreds of times.